This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There was a great chart I saw in the blizzard of charts and data that was flying around last night. The degree to which Donald Trump outperformed Mitt Romney in the Rust Belt states this election versus 4 years ago. A lot is the short answer. So bearing in mind the promises the president-elect made during his campaign about bringing jobs back and reversing the decline in the Rust Belt, Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer looks at how or even whether that might work.
When Joe Del Signore opened his catering business back in 1987, the coal and steel mines of Johnstown, Pennsylvania were booming. But Del Signore estimates over the years, the area lost thousands of jobs.
Industries all closed down or moved out of the area. And of course, when you lost people, you know, there goes your customer base.
Now Del Signore has to work a 100-mile radius around Johnstown to get customers. His father always told him not to talk politics. But this year, he registered Republican and put a Trump sign in front of his business. Nobody complained.
I got all positive feedback on it, too, because people in this area do realize that we do need a change.
What kind of change?
Well, I think they would like to have decent jobs.
That's Ellen Meltzer, an economist at Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh. He says people in the Rust Belt want
jobs that will provide a family living.
Meltzer says Trump has promised lower corporate taxes and less regulation, and that could bring in more private sector investment and jobs. But old-fashioned manufacturing, like in the 50s and 60s, won't be coming back to the Rust Belt, says Chad Bown of the Peterson Institute for International Economics. He says factory production is different now.
It's done now through automation and computers and robots that requires many, many fewer people to actually do the work.
Bound says Trump will need more than campaign promises to deliver the new manufacturing jobs his Rust Belt supporters now expect. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.